He is God conscious. He is God aware. It's like Jesus said, your spirit indeed is willing. Willing for what? Willing to do anything God demands of it. Anything that God requires of it. So if God says don't do this, your spirit says that thing I won't do. If God says do this, your spirit man is first in you. And he says, let's do it. We can do it. It's that Caleb and Joshua spirit that took them from Egypt through the wilderness on into Canaan land. It's that spirit that says, when I was like 40 years old and Moses promised me and said I could have this mountain, I never forgot it. I'm paraphrasing. And now I'm here 80 years plus. Give me my mountain. It's the spirit. They were of a different spirit. It's the spirit. We walk in the spirit. We live in the spirit. Yes. Hallelujah. We fellowship with the Holy Ghost. The devil can't touch a man full of the Holy Ghost. He can try, but he will fail. Your victory is in the realm of the Spirit. Your victory is in the power of the Holy Ghost empowering your spirit to fulfill the will of God. So think of this. 3 million plus started the journey out of Egypt on Passover. We're about to celebrate Passover. Passover is about coming out. Passover is about being delivered from the judgment and the wrath of God. God said, wherever I see the blood, the death angel will not be able to strike that household. Three million plus had the blood over the doorposts of their homes. And they were safe from the death angel. But because they failed to conquer some sins that they were well able to conquer. I mean, they're going up against nations. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says they had, I think it's Deuteronomy 7, seven nations that were notorious. And God says, you're not going to take them out all at once, but little by little, you're going to conquer them. And just as surely as little by little, they were to conquer their natural enemies. Little by little, we're to conquer those spiritual desires that are displeasing. I hope you understand what I mean. The things that you don't necessarily see on the surface, but inwardly they're there. And little by little, you're to conquer them. It's the ones that nobody else sees, but you know that they're there, and you just need to, one by one, little by little, and you just conquer them. You just overcome them. Because we talk about destiny, or we hear the word preached about destiny, 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 destiny. Yeah. We got a future and a hope, but we'll never enter into it if we don't conquer the things that prevent us from getting there. Man, that stuff kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. Everybody say 40 years. 40 years. That's a long time. It was Monday night, preacher man turned 30 years old. Bless God, amen.
Yeah.
He's a 30-year-old young man of God. He asked, how many of you are under 30? And there were some that raised their hands. And I thank God for this young generation that's coming in. These young men. Well, these, glory, These were in the wilderness for 40 years. 30 years is a long time. You know, preacher man used to be a young man, but watch, when an 18-year-old comes up to him and says, how old are you? And he says, I'm 30. Oh, you old man. You're going to have to get used to that. Hey, welcome to that. You old man. And you're like, what you mean old? I can outrun you. I can outplay basketball. I can do all of these things. And they'd be like, you old man. 40 years. It's a long time. It's a generation biblically. And they could not conquer. They could not conquer. They could not conquer. And the power and the ability and the anointing was right there with them to help them conquer. Every day they were reminded. They were reminded by a cloud by day and by fire at night. And they saw the miracles that God did. When they cried out, first of all, God gave them breakthrough at the Red Sea. Not only did he part the Red Sea, but he drowned their enemy and canceled their debt.
Glory, glory.
This is the year of Jubilee.
Jubilee!
They looked at Moses. Moses looked at God. God said, what's that in your hand? It's a rod. Stretch it out. And God parted. And they went through on dry ground. You ever try and walk on some ground that just had heavy rain? I mean, we got to equate it to heavy rain because this is water that sat on that ground for I don't know how many years, but that water had been there. So you know the ground was soft. But the scripture says they walked across. This is how bad our God is. He not only parted the sea, he dried up the ground, and the children of Israel walked across on dry ground. The adversary tried the same thing, and it didn't work for him. Take a lesson. God's will and purpose, his word, will work for you, but it won't work for your enemy. Some of you trying to theologically see if I'm correct on that. Forget that, man. Just have faith. Let's see. Does the Bible really say that? Or does it say that? What about this over here? What about this over there? Stop that. This is why we can't get the breakthroughs that we need to have. Everybody wants to be a theologian. They walked through on dry ground, dry land, and their enemy tried the same thing. And God drowned them right there. We serve the same God today. We're better off than the children of Israel were. We got them as an example, and we got the promises of God's word. And we got a better covenant in the process. We're better off than them. We ought to at least, minimum, be doing better than the old covenant saints.
Come on!
So you got to conquer things. You can't just patty cake with it. You can't just play around with it. You got to even hate it and despise it because it's interfering in your walking relationship with Jesus. You got to be all out for God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, everybody's not going to do that because everybody's going to stay in that carnal state. It's like a baby that never grows. You know that something's wrong with that child if it does not grow. We come as a newborn babe, desiring the pure milk of the word that thereby we may grow. Some people don't desire the pure milk of the word. They still desire the same old life that Jesus has died to deliver them from. We keep the same old habits and do things the same old way, and we expect different results, and those different results won't come. So here we are. God gives us the opportunity to be an overcomer. Jesus says to him who overcomes, that's the spirit that's in you. It's an overcoming spirit.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't want to be defeated. It doesn't want to be depressed. It doesn't want to be discouraged. It doesn't want to be in and out, up and down, and, you know, bounced around by life itself. No, your spirit, can I borrow some words from Donald Trump? We're going to win, 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 win. Some of y'all think I'm going for him. I'm not. I just like his campaign better than the rest of them. He tells it like it is, and I don't always agree with everything that he says, but these polished politicians, they have really shown their junk. Anytime you live in a democracy that is of the people, for the people, and by the people, and you disregard what the will of the people is, then you have just defied the democracy that has been established. You have just said that it's only in certain cases that this is so. So your spirit man says W-I-N. Every time he's faced with something, W-I-N. We are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. That's what your spirit man is saying. Listen to him. Listen to him.
Hallelujah.
Listen to him. When you're faced with defeat and discouragement, listen to him. Listen to him right now. He's saying, we win. We don't lose. We win. Let's go tell somebody about Jesus. We win. Come on, let's go pray for the sick. Let's go lay hands. Come on, let's take the attention off of us. Let's get it on building and expanding the kingdom of God somewhere, somehow, some way. Let's pray for God to open up a door. Let's pray that he will send somebody our way that we might break the bread of life with them. So, you must conquer. And when the word is preached that says you cannot conquer, stop listening to that word. When the word is preached that the Lord knows your heart and it's okay and he understands, stop listening to that. Chunk. Deacon Aquino shared with me about this young man, and he shared some things, and he was saying, well, you know, and Deacon Aquino was correcting him, and he's like, well, you know, yeah, but my bishop, you know, he understands, and he prophesied and said some things, and it's like, I don't care what title they wear. If they say something contrary to what the word of God says, let God be true. Let every man be a liar.
Yes.
Brother Kwame, is life better for you or is it worse? How much? Praise God. Are you saying that because you're being put on the spot or because you genuinely, sincerely mean that from your heart? Amen. Aren't you glad you met up with a man of God that challenged you to get right with God? Amen. Because that's true love. That's true love. That's true love. That's true love. I can go down the list. Deacon Patton, is life better for you now or is it worse?
It's better for me now.
Where's the wife at? Sister Diana, is life better for you or worse? Are you sure? Absolutely, positively, unequivocally sure? Are you just saying that because you're both on the spot? I mean, because you're an ordained deacon in Threshing Floor Tabernacle under the leadership of your apostle, Pastor Henry Killings, and that live stream is watching you too, and you know that the right thing would be to say, yes, things are better, or do you actually truly mean it from the depths of your heart?
I actually truly mean it from the depths of your heart.
Okay. Deacon Aquino, is life better for you now than it was before? More than you can ever. And you have been through the fire. And you have been tried by the fire. And you're standing strong. Is it better?
Greater, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Sister Michaela, is it better? Are you glad to come up under a daddy like Deacon Aquino? Who really loves you? Enough to correct you? Enough to spend time with you? Enough to get into your world so he can bring you into his? Where's your mommy? Sister Kanani, is life better for you? There's no word. Are you saying that because I'm putting you on the spot and your daughter and your husband have said, is the pressure on? You really mean that? Brother Deontay, is life better for you now? Are you sure? Where's Miha? Is that what you do to your wife? You put her in the back? Miha. Andale, andale, andale. ¿Por qué no? Is life better for you now? And you know you were stubborn. You were stubborn. I'm going to tell you about this couple. I have the liberty. When I had to confront them, because see, I had to do it with my own daughter. If I'll do it with my own daughter, my own flesh and blood, I'll do it with you. And I don't say that because I'm big and bad and stuff like that. It's just, you know, truth is truth. We have to give an account to God. So, you know, when I told them they had to leave the church, they were scared. I got to leave the church. I guess an element of it is to be scared straight, but it was to get them right with God. Is life better for you, Miha? I mean, you got two precious sons, and the one you hold in your hand, the Lord gave you his name before he was even conceived in the womb. The Lord told her, you're going to have another boy, and his name is going to be Ezekiel. How awesome is that? Before he's even fashioned or formed, she's just delivered Emmanuel, God with us. So is life better? And see, these are just some that had to be, you know, confronted. And it wasn't always a bad confrontation. Because with some, all I had to do was say, okay, it's time to get married.
Yes, sir.
But they're better off. Why? Because marriage is honorable and the bed is not defiled. But whoremongers, God will judge. That's the scripture. That's in Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 10. Is it 10 or 13? Probably 13. And so anytime a preacher says something, and I didn't, you know, this wasn't intended to go off on a tangent, but anytime a preacher says something that's contrary to the word, go with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Even if it's me,
hallelujah.
Go with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God be true and every man be a liar.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of clothes they put on, because some of them can really dress themselves up to look really, really, I mean, really, really spiritual. They can talk and they can do all, you know, and they can have these titles and they can have these degrees. Listen, you are part of a generation where we know they haven't been to our schools. We know they haven't been to our cemeteries. I mean, seminaries. We know they haven't been to our Bible colleges, but one thing we recognize is that they've been with Jesus. That's a testimony. That's what the prayer closet is all about. Being in there with Jesus by way of the Holy Ghost. And so, it's like, I know some people probably get tired of hearing this, and I could care less, because it's getting worse and worse. It's not getting better and better. And the ones that are growing, if you want to call it growing, all it is that more numbers are going there. The reason they go there is because there's no conviction, which means there's no anointing, which means they're not preaching the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Because if they're saved, they got to be saved from something to something. And if they're saved, but they're still in the same place and still living the same life and not going anywhere, they're not following Jesus. You cannot follow Jesus and be bound by sin. He will set you free. He will set you free. That's when you want to go ahead and go on to being blessed and prosper. Because then, as we've been talking about in QLM, about the wisdom of God and knowing how to handle the financial blessings of the Lord and not being foolish with it. Or it's not just the financial blessings, but even in the marriage and even in the family and everything, you have the wisdom so that nothing gets the best of you except for Jesus. Amen. So we celebrate with Brother Ian. Because, come on up here, Brother Ian. Because the young man went and bought a brand new car, was blessed. God had him pay cash for it, provided him with the cash to pay for it. They gave him a significant reduced price on the vehicle. That's like unheard of. And then the devil had the nerve to steal it. Wyoming, of all places, for his car to be found. And we just gave testimony on how this young man had sold recently. How he sold Resurrection Seed, how he sold into our lives, and how he also gave a tenth off of his inheritance or the money that he had received. And it was no small chump change. It was 11 grand that was speaking on his behalf before the throne of God. Not only being a blessing to the servants of God, but also honoring God with the tithe. That God can trust you with money. God can trust you with money. Because he knows you will do the right thing with it. And so the devil had the nerve to steal his car. And it's like you got seed in the soil. You're walking upright in the fear and admonition of God. And I kid you not, I think I read an article, and they were talking about how many people are overdosing and dying from marijuana. It's like another, you know, in my words, epidemic, if you will, or something. The numbers are increasing. It's like they're not being truthful in telling what the statistics are, and they're promoting this stuff to legalize it all over the place, and people are ODing. How in the world could you OD off of? But we got a living witness here. I saw him stretched out on that bed in the hospital, out of it, had OD'd off of liquid marijuana, and God kept him. He didn't let him go. Many have died. And God kept him and has brought him back. And so the devil tries to steal and take away what does not belong to him. So isn't it like God? Because I'm like, give him sevenfold. If the thief be found, let him restore sevenfold according to your word. 8 grand is a good beginning. Hallelujah. 8 grand is a good beginning. And I don't know about you, but if somebody stole my car, I don't think I would want it back. Even if they didn't wreck it. It's just the fact that, But they totaled the car, so he gets him a brand new car. And may the Lord give him favor in Jesus' mighty name and bless him. Because he did not get disturbed by it. Instead of sitting around moping and groping and complaining, my car is stolen, my car is stolen. It's my brand new car, it's the car I wanted, it's the car I got the great deal on. He is still in the house praising God. Like, amen, amen, amen. And shortly thereafter, 2 weeks later, we found your car. It's total. It's been wrecked. It's on the side of the road. It's in the state of Wyoming. And the insurance people say, we're going to give you a check. And it just so happens to be $8,000 more than he paid for the car. That's like, oh.
Glory.
8 is the number of new beginnings. Who knows what's going to start with this? Hallelujah. Glory. So in Jesus' mighty name, you can stretch forth your hands towards him. Those of you who are going to be bringing an offering, go ahead and get ready to bring an offering to the Lord tonight. If you've already done so, bless God. I just feel led to do this. We do have a couple of announcements as well. Stand back some, a couple of steps. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Pastor Lucie, you want to come and lay hands on this young man? Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we release a greater anointing on his life. We pray, Father, that you will keep your hands on this young man, that he will continue to walk in your ways and glorify your name. We pray that you will prosper him, that you will show him favor like never before, that what the enemy meant for evil, you're turning it around for glory and honor. Father, 8,000 is a good beginning, Lord God, but make the devil restore sevenfold. We don't know how it will happen, but if the thief be found, he's got to return it. We pray that the thief will be apprehended, that he will do it no more, but the one who used him to do this thing, Lord, he was messing with the servant of the Lord. Now, Lord God, bless your son. Bless him in Jesus' mighty name. Use him mightily for your glory. Grant him the very desires of his heart, Father. Let his future be laid out for him, ordained by you. Your word declares that you order our steps. May Ian Lester's steps be ordered of the Lord. May nothing in his past hinder or impede or delay what you have laid up for him in the future, in Jesus' mighty name. We release the anointing to prosper upon his life, and that the gates of hell will never prevail against him. Every assignment of Satan and demonic forces is canceled now. We cover you in the blood of Jesus, in his precious name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Amen. Jesus. Delay, reaction. My God. We have to be ready at all times. We have to be ready at all times. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay. It's now 8:42 for those of you. We're going to be done shortly. Brother Anthony Gross, I don't know if we mentioned it here. I know we mentioned it in QLM. Brother Anthony Gross, thank you, Deacon Pisana, is hosting a, they call it fundraiser, for his ministry, Kingdom Works Ministries, KWM. And he's been a tremendous blessing in coming around and fellowshipping with us and actively engaged in QLM. He's also sharing with others about the work that God is doing in this house. Many of you have seen him as he's brought individuals in to be prayed for, those who've been diagnosed with cancer and given a short period of time to live and all. He just recognizes the anointing. He recognizes the presence of God. He recognizes who we are in the realm of the Spirit and who we are in Christ Jesus. He's overcome the negative voices of those that would speak out against us because we are different than they are. We never say that we're better than anybody, because if it were not for the grace of God, where would we be? If it was not for the Lord being on our side, where would we be? So who we are is by the grace of God. But anyways, he's hosting his annual fundraiser. And that's going to be this coming Saturday, April the 23rd, from 6 to 9 p.m. All are welcome to come. He has these tickets, which are large tickets, kind of like a bulletin. But they are individual tickets are $12 a piece. If you buy two, it's $10 a piece. So two for 20 or one for 12. And he's even gone this far, and I pray that people would never take advantage of that, because he does need the funds to do what he does, him and his wife, Mary Jane. That if you don't have it and you desire to attend, then you can still come. You don't have to pay the 12 or pay the 10. But anyways, it'll be here for you. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And of course, if more is needed, he has some. But we want to be a blessing to him tonight. And Sister Lauren, you probably have to send out an email tomorrow morning just to the rest of those who had to leave and to the saints. Anybody wishing to contribute towards, I mean, if you can't attend but you still want to give into the ministry, then do so. And we're going to bless him with an offering. We'll send it over by Preacher Man. Preacher Man will be ministering and be kind of like emceeing as well, something along that line. So he will have a major part in it. And also Brother Kwame, he's the Lion of Judah that's on the list. So two of our very own will be there ministering. And so I know they would appreciate your attendance if you're able to be there. That's this Saturday, April the 23rd, from 6 to 9 p.m. Amen? So that's eight of them. See Deacon Posada, he looks like he's ready to hand out to anyone who desires. And yes, special ops is canceled this Saturday. We apologize because he got mixed up with the schedules and all. And so we will reconvene next month. I know, because some of you, that's your heart. As a matter of fact, for all of you that do faithfully come out and go out, it's your heart. You're more eager to go out there that one night, late at night, 9 to 12, than you are on a Saturday morning. You would think it would be just the opposite, but you guys are fearless warriors for Christ. Hallelujah. You want to get out there when the adversary is out there, where the action is. So to God be the glory. But this month, you'll get a break. And we just thank you dearly. We have a prayer request here. Samantha writes, yes, okay, I was trying to figure out who Samantha writes is. Oh, okay, all right, her grandmother needs prayer. She has cancer and is 97 years young. Praise God, hallelujah. Family believes she may, if she's saved, do you know? Okay, we'll pray for salvation. You know, it'd be 97 years old. Thank God for long life. but we would want her to enter into glory. Amen. And then also, Steve and Sonia. I'm not sure whose this one is. And then Susie, healing for her hip. Greg family. Who's Greg family? Oh, okay. So this is your, okay. Yes. Okay. Susie? Yeah. Yeah. Pain-free. Amen. Amen. So we have these prayer requests. And if everyone has brought their offering tonight, let's honor the Lord. We're going to pray for these prayer requests. Thank you for those. Either, you know, the more pictures are being uncovered in the pile, or you're still bringing in pictures. And I really do appreciate you doing that, because we want to see our loved ones saved. Amen. And it's nothing like being able to put a face with a name, or just, you know, a reminder of them, and reminding us to continue to intercede for them. If you just see a card with writing, sometimes it's not as effective as a picture itself. But thank you for continuing to bring that in. And we are working on getting our prayer wall, wailing wall, back up. Yeah, we'll get it up in the near future, between now and the rapture. Bless God. Hallelujah. I say that in love. I'm not saying that being, you know, sarcastic. Amen. All right. So let's go ahead and grab the offerings if everyone has presented theirs. Stand to your feet. Stretch forth your hands as long as you can. If you have to put them down for rest, then bring them back up again. Father, right now we stand before you in Jesus' name as we're getting ready to present these offerings unto you, whether they're tithes, seed sowing, gifts of love, just a thank you offering, just a I love you, Lord, offering, whatever it is, Lord God, that you will receive it. Jesus, you're our great high priest, seated at the right hand of the Father, and you ever live to make intercessions for us. So we thank you right now as we present these offerings. Worship the Father with the faith that is going up before the throne right now. Let it be a blessing to the Father. Holy Ghost, continue to strengthen us with all might and power in our inner man, that we overcome and conquer everything that comes our way, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and that the world, the flesh, and the devil have no power or influence over us, but that our lives are led by you, Holy Ghost. For the word of God says, they that are led by the Spirit, they that are led of the Spirit, they that are led of the Holy Ghost, these are the sons of God. So lead us, lead us, lead us, that we are never able to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge God, because you revealed to us the mind of God. You revealed to us the will of God. You revealed to us the way of God. You show us things to come. You bring all things to our remembrance. We recognize that we can't do anything apart from you. And here we are right now presenting these offerings unto the Master, as you continue to influence our lives and our decisions, our giving, everything about us, that we are led by the Spirit of the living God. Well, that we walk in the Spirit, that we live in the Spirit, and that we enjoy this walk that we have with you, Master. We lift up before you Steve and Sonia. We cover their marriage in the blood. We pray if they're not saved that they will get saved. But Lord God, that you'll rescue them from a troubled marriage. Give them peace in their heart. Restore their love and their compassion. Restore their passion towards one another. Renew and rekindle the flame within them that has been smothered by time and smothered, Lord God, by things that have gone on in this present life, Lord God, whether it's finances, whether it's communication, whether it's intimacy, whether it is failure, whatever it is, Lord God, turn this situation around for glory and honor and praise. Renew them and renew their vows to one another. Renew their commitment, Lord, to each other. Remove the scales from their eyes that are deceiving them. Remove, Father, circumcise the callousness of the heart, Lord, that misleads them. Oh, God, remove the veil that blinds them. Let them see what they saw when they first came together in holy matrimony. Restore, renew, rekindle. Let your love blaze within them, Master. Show them how good you are. We stand in the gap on their behalf for a sudden turnaround. Come! Let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is as the morning, and he shall come to us as the rain. As the latter and the former rain watereth the earth, so let it be, Lord God, in Steve and Sonia's life. Oh God, we agree for Susie for healing. Lord, deliver her from the discomforting pain in her hip from this surgery. Father, what the doctors have done, undo. And what was a problem before, Lord, heal and make whole. Father, you can give new hips. You can give new eyes. You can give new limbs. Lord God, you can give her a new hip. You can replace that hip that they put in there that has really made things worse for her. And you can cause her to live pain-free. In Jesus' name, we pray it for her. We cover her in the precious blood of the Lamb. Let nothing hinder. Let nothing interfere. Let nothing block you. Release healing right now. We release reconciliation right now. We release love right now in the name of Jesus. Affect this family, Lord, with your power, with your might, with your holy visitation, that they will know that it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in their eyes. Father, we stand in agreement for Samantha Wright's grandmother. Lord, 97 years young, and yet she's dealing with cancer, Lord. We thank you for all 97 years that you have given her. We pray that her name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We don't know whether she's saved or not, but if she's not saved, we pray for salvation. We pray for the gospel to go forth, and she has the power of understanding to comprehend and to receive Jesus. If she is saved, we thank you for the years, Lord God, but she goes on to eternal life. Father, we pray that you'll deliver her from cancer, that cancer doesn't take her out, but it's just her time to come on to be with you. In the name of Jesus. So rid her of every cancerous cell in her body. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you, cancer. We command you to come out of that body. You have no claim, no right, no ownership of that body. Set her free by your mighty power and your outstretched arm, Lord God. Her name is May, and her family are already. Their mindset is that she's going to go soon. Let her go in victory. Let her go in faith. Let her go in glory. Let her go in your time and not man's time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you glory. Now, Father, we pray over the prayer requests on the altar. We cover each one in the blood of Jesus. Release miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. Release salvation. Release breakthroughs. Release miracles. Reconciliation, Lord God. Let there be jobs, raises, and promotions. Let there be open doors of opportunity to bless, to bless, to bless, to bless, to bless, to bless, to bless in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. No matter how difficult the situation is, turn it around for glory and honor, because your sons and daughters have brought these to the altar and are petitioning on behalf of their loved ones. Let the answer be yes, and let it be amen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the devil. We rebuke sickness and disease. We rebuke poverty, sickness, death. We rebuke the curse and release the blessing. We release the blessing over these offerings tonight that are being presented to you. We cover every offering in the precious blood of Jesus. We present it to you, Father, as a heartfelt worship unto you. Command the blessing on your sons and daughters, those that were here earlier, as well as those who have remained. We thank you for this divine opportunity in Jesus' name. As we get ready to leave and depart from this place, Lord, we walk out in faith, we walk out in victory. We walk out going forth to conquer everything that stands in our way, to overcome everything, Lord, that nothing keeps us in the wilderness. We rise up and we go on into our promised possessions in Christ Jesus, and the gates of hell will not prevail against us. So watch over your sons and daughters, and now the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he might bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The devil will not prevail against you. The devil is a liar and a deceiver. You are the church of the living God. You are the pillar and ground of truth. God is with you. He is for you. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. In Jesus' name, everybody who agrees said amen. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. We'll see you soon on Sunday, if not before.